Okay, let's get into the next parak of Sefer Yeshayahu, parak of Beis. And now we get back to Yerushalayim discussions. We've had a couple of other prakim about other nations. We're going to have another one next parak, one more. But now this parak gets back to Yerushalayim, and we start off with Masa. Masa is always a very heavy, difficult nevuah. And this one is about Yerushalayim, says Yeshayahu. So Masa Ge Chizayon. It's a Masa of the Valley of Chizayon. Chizayon is the valley of visions. Yerushalayim is the city that there are always visions of. Why? Rashi quotes, He Yerushalayim, Geishinis Nabu Aleha Rov Nevuos, most Nevuos of Yeshayahu, and almost all other Nevi'im was about Yerushalayim. So that's why it's called the Valley of Visions. The Radak says, why is it called a Gei? Why is it called a valley if it's on a mountain? So the Pashas is that, no, there are mountains around it. Yerushalayim Harim Savivla, as David HaMelech says. But the Radak says, no, it's a language of belittling and lowering. Umashakarim gay vihi har lachanosa l'ra'a. Right, it's giving it a name, l'ra'a. L'fishe pilua yoshvea l'ra'atam, that its inhabitants and population brought it down in chashivus. So this is a vision of gay chizayon, the valley of visions. Malach Eifo, and Yeshayahu is talking now. Remember, 150 years before this takes place, he's talking. He can already foresee that Bnei Yisrael are not going to do tshuva. The Churban HaBayis is going to happen, and it's terrible. And he feels as if it's already happening. Malach Eifo, ki alit kulach legagos. What are you doing? You've all gone up to the roofs. What's going on? What does it mean, we're all going up to the roofs? So Rashi quotes, three pshatim. Number one, kishaba aleim chel, olim al gagoseim, leros achel, uhichaleim. They see armies coming, and they want to see what's going on. So they go up to the roofs to see the attacking armies. They see the chel bavel and other nations that are teeming with them. They're going up to the roofs to see what's happening. Number one. Number two, Rashi quotes the Gemara in Meseches Tainus, where the Gemara darshins, based on this pasuk, the Gemara Tainus says that the Kohanim went up to the roofs of the Beis HaMikdash. B'shas HaChorban, I'll read you the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Mishacharav Chavtes, Mishacharav Abayis, Barishona, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nizkabzu Kitos Kitos Shal Pirchei Kehuna, groups of young Kohanim got together, Umavtecho Sahecho Biyadan, they had the keys of the Hechel in their hand, V'alu L'gaga Hechel, they went up to the roof, Amru L'fan Everybana Shalola, Ho'evelo Zachinu Lios Gizbarin Ne'amanim. Finally, they're acknowledging, since we have not been zochet to be proper shamashim and gabais, yumavtechos mesuros l'cha, they get, while giving the keys back to you, vizarkum klape mala, and they threw them up. V'yatazak eight pieces yad, a hand came out of heaven. V'kibalta man and accepted them. V'hem kavsu v'naflu the tochor, and they jumped into the fire. V'alehen, and about them konein Yeshayahu anavi, and about them Yeshayahu says Akina. What pasuk is quoted? Masa gechizayon malacha paefo ki alita kulach legagos. To show us that he quotes our pasuk, and that is now we see it in context. Relating to the Churban. So that's pshat number two. Rashi says, you've gone up to the roofs. That's the Gemara of throwing the keys up. There's even a whole Kina Tishabav, Etzba Osai Shaflu, that discussed this, that story. The third pshat Rashi says, maybe it's an illusion. Umedrish Agada Omer Shayagase Haruach. They go up to the roofs. They're haughty. They're arrogant. That's what is, somebody on the roof. Somebody very high up. So, that's what Yeshayahu Adavi says. What do you do? You're all on the roofs. Tshuos Maleya Ir Homia. A city that used to be full and populous and so happy and celebratory. Kirya Aliza, everybody happy. And what happens now? Chalalayach lo chalalei cherev velo mesi milchama. Your corpses are not corpses from a sword or from war, meaning they're corpses from starvation, right? He's alluding to the siege that started on Asura Batebes and lasted for 2.5 years until Shavasa Batamos, which is going to be alluded to later in the parak. So that's terrible. That's a terrible, painful, slow death. It's not a chalal cherev or milchama, but it is ra'av. Kol ketzinayach nadadu yachad. All of your officers were gathered together. Mikeshes usaru. And from the bow, they were tied together. Some of them tried to get away. Kol nimsayach usru yachdav meirachuk barachu. From afar. Doesn't matter where the Jews were. In Yerushalayim or outside of Yerushalayim, they were all captured. And the Mesudas David here points out the Medrash that we alluded to back in Sefer Melachim, where the Melech Tzidkio tries to run away. There was a secret tunnel that he built, and he went all through the tunnel. He came out on the other side, but Providence had it, Kadosh Baruch Hu had it, there was a tzvi, there was a deer that was running on top. assuming a tzvi is a deer, but a tzvi on top. And the Babylonians, when they caught the deer, they caught the tzvi, so that's exactly when Tzidkio came out, and they caught him too. That's a Rashi quote. The Mesudas David here quotes the Psikta Rabasi, which we already mentioned back in the last perek of Malachim. Perek Malachim Beis Perek Chafei. Tzidkio tried to get away. He was caught. He was brought back by the Anshei Bavel. He was forced to watch them kill his kids, and then they blinded him. Called him Sa'ayach Lusru Yachta Merachok Barachu. From far away, they came back. Alkein Amarti. And therefore, I've said, who's the I? To them Pshatim. Rashi says it's Hashem talking to the Malachim, so to speak. Rather, Radak says, no, it's Yishayahu. Pashtu says, sounds like it's Yishayahu. Yishayahu talking to those who try to comfort him. Again, remember, it's 150 years before the Churban. But he doesn't want comfort. Alkein Amarti. Shu'u mini. Amarer bebechi. Let me sit and wallow in my crying. Al ta'itzu l'nachameni. Don't try to comfort me. I'll show basami on the pillaging of my nation. Right? You can't, I can't take the, can't be comforted. Right? This is an example of what it says in Pirkei Avos. Of one is not allowed to try to be menachim someone when meso muta lefanav. You can't give nechama right when the death happened. Right? And this is an example. The Mefarshim on Navi quote this pasuk, right, as an example of you're just going to make it worse. Rabbeinu Yonah writes on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, when the Mishnah says in the fourth parak, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Al Taratz es Chavercha b'shas Kaso, do not try to appease your friend when he's angry. V'al Tanachamenu b'shas Meso Mutalafanav. Don't try to give him Nechama when the dead body is right there. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, ki b'shas ha'itzavon ha'nechama mosefes alav ka'as. Because if you do that, it's just going to have the opposite effects. Ubalo mar dvarim lo tovim. You're just going to lead to negativity and lead him into saying things that are he doesn't want to say. Right? This idea in Pirkei Avos reflects the fact that timing is crucial in life and especially in Judaism also. But timing is so crucial. Like there, nechama is a good idea, but you have to know when to give nechama. You can't give nechama too soon when it is inappropriate. Right? So many averos throughout history were based on a lack of timing, right? The Chet Egel, obviously, most famously. They didn't wait for Moshe Rabbeinu. Even if you want to say that they were L'shem Shamayim and it wasn't real about a Zara, but they should have waited. They went too quickly, right? Shaul HaMelech, two sins. What was the first sin Shaul did? He did not wait for Shmuel to be Makrav the Karbanos. The Am was leaving, and he gave the Karbanos quickly. Some say that even Adam Arishon, if Adam would have waited till Shabbos, then maybe Hashem would have let him eat from the Eitz Hadas. But history was different. He didn't wait. He jumped the gun. So many Averis are about this. But that's this idea of we have to know and use our head exactly when we, even when we do mitzvos. And that's what Yishayahu Navi is telling everyone around him, so to speak. Don't comfort me. They're looking at him like he's crazy because the Churban is not going to happen for 150 years. They didn't believe him. But he says, to emphasize his graphic point, don't try to comfort me, right? Al ta'itzu l'nachameni, al shod bas ami. Ki yo muhuma umavusa umavucha. What do I see? Yishayahu says, I see a day of confusion, of trampling. Nashem Elokim Tzvakos, Begei Chizayon, again, Begei Chizayon, and what do I see? Mekarkar Kir. I see the walls breaking. Vishoa Elahar, and everybody's screaming, yeah, run, run to the mountains, run to the mountains. Mekarkar Kir, right, the Mitzudas explains, and Rashi explains, it's the walls breaking. So if earlier in Pasuk Beis we alluded to what happens after Asar B'Teves, because the starvation, right, because of the siege, so this Pasuk refers to Shavasa B'Talmuz, Mekarkar Kir. If you look in Rashi, it's a beautiful Rashi in Sefer Shmos, in Perach of Zion, where Rashi notes that often you have a very similar word that means opposite things. Rashi quotes this on the Pasuk of Lidashno, when the Torah describes the different kalim that are used in order to clean out the Mizbeach, V'yasisa Sirosav Lidashno, V'yavu Mizrakosav, what is Lidashno? Rashi says, L'hasir Dashno L'tocham, to remove the Dashon with them. That's what it means. V'yesh milos balashon ivris, mila achas mischalefes bepitaron l'shamesh binyan vestira. Sometimes you can have a word that means it and its opposite. Vatashresh shirasheha, uproot its roots. Evil mashrish v'chilufo b'chol tu avasi tisharesh. It can mean take root or rip out the root. Or, and he quotes others, v'zeach ratzmo, v'yiskelu babanim, l'sakel, means to stone or to remove stones. V'yaskel v'yisakleu, and here too, l'dashno, l'hasir dashno. So here too, makarkar kir, kir is a wall, mikarkar, the Navi is using as breaking the wall. Makarkar kir v'sho lahar, I see them attacking. V'elam, continuing the parak, v'elam nasa ashpa b'cherecha b'rach adam parashim, elam and era are different cities and provinces that went to help Bavel destroy. They brought their quivers, they brought their arrows to use against Bnei Yisrael. And what happens in all of these? Everybody's getting ready. They're trying to get their armies ready. Vayigalas Masach Yehuda. They have revealed the Masach. Masach is a type of screen. Barashi quotes, Masach is the Beis HaMikdash, what they thought was going to protect them. It's revealed. Now they have broken through and they are attacking. And what are you going to do? Bnei Yisrael, I'm going to look at the Beit HaYar. The Beit HaYar was a place where Shlomo HaMelech used to store all the weapons. They're not turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are looking at their weapons. And they look at their houses. Rashi quotes that they're going to take apart some of the houses to build a bigger wall. They're going to build a moat. What's the problem with all of these psukim and this attitude? They see the attacking armies. They're going to focus on their army and how they're going to defend. And there's one problem. There's an easy solution, but you don't look up. After 2.5 years of a siege and you have no food, you still don't look up. Lo ibatem eloseha. That's the shorish of the ba'aya. The Radak says, lo ibatem lashuvelov. V'lo leches bedracha. Ki hu hayamatzu leschem im shaftem elov. Yoter mikol ha'achanos shesisem. More than all of the achanos that you've done, you would do that, right? We know. Yaakov Avinu, he prepared in 3 different ways, right? L'doron and l'milchama and Litfila. Radak, the Rashi quotes that you think that you're like Chizkiyo. He also did physical protection in Ishtabus, but he also davened because he realized what the source of his Yeshua would be. But that's the problem. And you did not see your Yotzer, your creator, Meirachok. The Radak here quotes the Gemara in Meseches Psachim, 7 things created before the world was created. One of them was Yerushalayim. And right, you didn't look at the Hashem created Yerushalayim Meirachok from earlier before the world was created. You just don't realize this, and you think it's just a physical city and has to be protected in physical ways. You just have to look up at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting, the 7 that the Radak quotes, the version of the Gemara that he has is different than what we have, the different versions. He has the 7 things, Gan Eden, Gehenim, right? I'm sorry, he does not have Gehenim. Our Gemara also has Gehenim in Psachim Nun Dalet. But he has Torah, we have that, Kisi HaKavod, Yerushalayim, Shmo Shel Mashiach. But then he has Sadikim and Yisrael. Right? He has a few differences between the version the Radak quotes and our quote. But either way, that's what's alluded to. V'yotra Me'rachok Lo Risem. Vayikra. So what happens now? Hashem Elokim Zvakos Beyamahu. So Hashem calls out. This is what you have to do. Lebechi. You have to cry. Ule mispaid. Ule karcha. You have to have a spade in. Balak or sock. Put on sackcloth. But karcha. Karcha means? Mean rip out your hairs. Tzedisa daraisa. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Ule karcha. The pasuk tells us in Re'eh. Banim atem l'Hashem olkechem. Lo sisko to do. Velo sasimu karcha. Bein einechem l'meis. Don't put a karcha, don't bare yourself and rip out your hair between your eyes. So how do you understand this? It says, Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Samaches, and the Ramah quotes this in Yoredeya, only karcha al hames is asur da'araisa. Says the Ramah, Simin Kuf Pei in Yoredeya, Gedida v'srita al mes asur afilu shalom b'frei hames. Says the Ramah, v'al tsar acher, shari. But on any other tsara, to rip out one's hair, it is mutter. Says the Gra, da filu isura leka. There's no isser. The Bach argues, the Bach here, the Ber Hetev quotes the Bach, that it is usser. But again, many Rishonim say that it is only usser al mes. Tosfos that in Sanhedrin that I just mentioned, Tosfos discusses when Rabbi Akiva, acted in this way when his Rebbe died. Mishum Sarah Lanefesh Leka Mishum Torah Ka'avid. He was Makeh Bipsaro. But he did it because of the Torah, not because of the mace, because of the Torah that was lacking. The Rabbam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah also relates that it is, and holds that it is mutter when it's not al mace. The Rabbam says at the end of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the last halacha, Hakoreach Rosho, I'm sorry, before that. Akorech Rosho, or Asore Bsaro al Beso Shenafal, the house that fell down. Valsvinaso Shetava Bayam, Patur, Veinaloke al Ames Bovad, or Asore Lavodazara. So that's alluded to in this pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, right, rip out your hair for the Beis HaMikdash, right? Yeah, that's mutter. According to the Rishonim, let's say it's Asur, the Sefer HaChinuch and the Bach, you gotta work out what this pasuk means. The Zayin LaTorah points out on that pasuk that it's Dafka Bein Einechem. Don't do a karcha bein einechem, right? It's the bein einechem. What does that remind us of? Tefillin, right? The tefillin have to be bein einechem. So you're doing something opposite. Tefillin means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. This karcha is like there's no one in charge, right? And that's why dafka that lashon is used. But continuing, says Yishayo. But instead of fasting and instead of mourning, what are you doing? You're just having parties. Right, you're not worrying about anything. And here's a crucial pasuk. Right, there's a saying, even a modern saying, right? Eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. That's the attitude that you're having. Let's just enjoy ourselves, because we're going to die anyway. Either they didn't believe at all, or Rashi quotes that they already given up hope. They didn't want to trust, believe the Nevi'im. But they said, okay, if it's going to happen, we're already lost. The Gemara darshins, based on this pasuk with the next pasuk, in context, that this is a terrible chil Hashem. Right? This is the attitude that they were having. The Radak quotes, V'kol zeh lala'ag v'lishchok l'divrei yakel v'zeh chil Hashem. And that's the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says that there are different levels of avaryonim and chotim. Some of them, different types of tshuva that is needed. The Gemara says, towards the end, in Yuma, daf pevav, the Gemara says, Shaul ber Masiyah ben Charech says, Rabbi ben Azariah Baromi, Arba'a chiluke kapara. What are the four chiluke kapara? If somebody violates the mitzvah asay, v'shav, and he does tshuva, he gets mechila right away. Aver alosa asay, v'yasa tshuva, tshuva tolo v'yom kippur mechaper. If he violates creases and mises bezdin and does tshuva, tshuva yom kippur is tole, v'yisurin memarkin. But ends the Gemara, aval misha yesh chilal Hashem biyado. Ein lo koach b'tshuva l'tlos, v'lo b'yom kippurim l'chaper, v'lo b'yisurim l'marek. Tshuva and Yom Kippur and Yisurin are not enough. Ela kulan tolin umisa mimarekes. Shene emar, the next pasuk. V'niglai baznai Hashem tzvakosim yichubar avon azel lachem ad tumusun. That's pasuk Yud Gimel right here in Yud Dalin. Right after they say, let's eat and drink because tomorrow we're going to die anyway. V'nigla, and Hashem hears this and says, that's it, done. Again, the nail in the coffin, there is no turning back. Right? This is the opposite. That attitude of achol v'shaso kibachar namus is the opposite attitude then. We understand as this world being a pruzdar, being a passageway for olam haba, right? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos Yochav Shabbos, right? And in that context, the Umos Olam didn't have that attitude. It's already Shabbos then, it's already olam haba, and they're asking Hashem, give us another chance, give us another chance. It's too late, and that's Achav Shaso Ki Mochar Namus. And now, before we get back to Yerushalayim, we have a little segue into a different topic, back to something that we discussed a couple of prakim ago, back in the 8th parak. We talk about Shevna. Shevna, if you remember, was a leader in the times of Chizkiyo. When Sanherif surrounded the city, Chizkiyo and Yeshayo told Chizkiyo, okay, in the future, said that you are going to be protected, just daven, it's all going to be okay. Shevna wanted to give in. Shevna wanted to go join the forces of Ashur. So he sent an arrow, I'm coming out with a lot of men, and he was a traitor. So the Gemara darshins in Sanhedrin Chafav, everything that happened to Shevna. But now, Yeshua was talking to Shevna, because the end of this story is going to relate back to Yerushalayim. Komar Hashem Elokim Tzvakos, Lech Balasochin Azeh. Hashem says to Yeshayo, go to this Sochein. This Sochein is this leader. Rashi says he was either the Kohen Gadol or just a leader. El Shevna, Asher Alabayis, Malacha Bo Milacha Po. And tell him, what are you doing here? Ki Chatzavta Lecho Po Kever, you built a Kever. Shevna was not related, but he had built himself a kever in the crypt of David and Malchus Beis David, because he felt that he's royalty. But you think you're going to end up this way? Hine Hashem mitaltelcha taltela gvar. Hashem is going to throw you out with a strong gavar, is like a man, a manly throw. You're going to get thrown out from here. V'otcha ato. Some say that the Chadal Darshan, maybe he got saras, but what happened, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavav tells the story that he left the city to go meet the king of Ashur, and he had thousands of people with him, but the Malach came, and right after he went out, closed the door of the gate, and he was left all alone, and they come out, and they think that He's mocking them and ridiculing them. They tied him to some horses and they let the horses gallop away, and Shevna met a terrible death. Tsanof yitznafcha tsenefa, your enemies are going to surround you, Shevna, like a turban surrounds a head. Kadura aris rachavas yadayim, shama tamuz v'shama, we'll see what your chariots of covenant look like, and all of your covenant is going to be given to someone better than you. Pasachaf the karasi la'avdi El Yakum ben Chilkiyo. Added to the list, we mentioned a couple of prakim ago, of people called Eved Hashem in the Torah. Here's another one. El Yakim in Tanakh. El Yakim ben Chilkiyo. He's going to be the leader after you leave. V'hilbashtiv kutantecha. I'll give him your covet, your tunic, v'avnetcha, and your belt. Umem shaltecha etein biyado. And he will be everything that I wanted you to be. And this is, he's going to take over, as is described. V'salu alav kol beit kovet beit aviv. They're going to rely on him. Hatzet sa'im, atzvios, kol klei katan. Everything is going to be in his jurisdiction. He's going to be in control, and he's going to help. But the last pasuk, Rav Schwab interprets this last pasuk, that now we're going back to the context of our parak. And even all of the good things, though, that El Yakim does, eventually, everything is going to be ruined by the Churban Beis HaMikdash. By Yom Ahu, Nu'um Hashem Tzvakos, Tamusha Yaseda Tekua B'makam Ne'eman. The Yaseda Tekua, the righteous peg, even the righteous peg that El Yakim and the few righteous ones have in Yerushalayim, that is going to be removed, that's going to be taken. V'nigda'a, v'nafla, v'nichras hamasa asher aleha, and it's going to be cut off, and it's going to fall. Everything is going to fall. Even the good things that came out throughout the years, Ki Hashem Diber, Hashem has spoken, and this is it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Next parak will be the last discussion of a different country before we get to back to Yerushalayim and all of the other topics that Yeshayahu Navi is going to discuss. Okay, we'll stop here.